Yeah, hi sir. Wish you good afternoon. This is Mike and I'm calling you from Telstra in regarding to your internet line. And this is just a routine checkup call because our engineers are already working in your local exchange. So could you please tell me how is your internet working now? It is
internet working.
Okay, and now you tell me sometime did you notice your internet running slow like that happened?
No, I haven't noticed only because I'm in your night shift. But I noticed the it messes around with TV channels. Normal TV.
Okay, and sir, actually what happened, we got lots of emails from your local technician, and our technician found someone tried to get access of your internet line and try to use the internet without online activity, like Twitter, Facebook, email, online banking, whatever you do in online. That's why our engineers are working in your local exchange to check all the problem. And I called you, simply I needed to make a report and send to the report our technician so that they would be work on it and help you out, okay?
Okay.
So what you need to do, simply sir, you need to go ahead and check your internet NBN machine, your internet router. Like how many green lights you can see over there?
I see 3 green lights and 1 red light.
Okay. And how many lights is flashing?
1.
Okay. So sir, according to your NBN report, can you tell me how many devices are connected with your internet right now?
There's TV, my phone, and the mobile.
And? Okay, the 3 devices are connected, okay. So sir, your 3 devices are connected right now, so this is the perfect time to check your internet status, to check how is your internet working. So simply you need to go ahead and check your internet speed. What is your internet running speed so that I can make a report and send to the technician. So do you know how to check internet speed?
No. How do you check it?
I'm telling you. Do you have any smart device at your home like computer?
Yeah, on my TV.
Apart from TV, like computer or laptop?
My phone.
You have a phone. You need to use the computer or laptop and search on there Telstra internet speed test.
I don't have a laptop on me.
And the computer?
No computer, just a phone. It's my phone and that's it.
And? Okay, which phone it is?
My Galaxy. Samsung Galaxy.
Galaxy phone. Okay, all right. So use the Google Chrome.
Chrome.
Yes. You need to search on the Google Telstra speed test. Okay.
Telstra
speed test.
Yeah.
Did you write Telstra speed test?
I want to how do I test the speed of my Telstra internet? connection.
Simply type on the Google Telstra speed test.
Yes, well done. So I just tap on speed test.
Yes. Now what is it? What do you see?
Hang on. It's working it out. It's got go on it. It's between 13.9 to 14.
Is your download speed or upload speed?
If that was uploaded.
And what is your download speed?
This is uploading something now, so it's 4.5. Sorry, there you go. Download speed is 15. Upload is 4.5.
Sir, okay. Sir, you can see your both of the speed is very, very, very slow. According to our report, your both of the speed is minimum between 50 to 70, but there is a less than 20. It means lots of problems is going on in your internet, lots of junk file activity is going on in your internet. Or might be some kind of services are not working, or someone trying to get access of your internet, that's why there is a problem. So no problem, sir, let me make a report. A technician already working in your local exchange. So do one thing, can you tell me, have you ever got any problem in your email? Like whatever you do email and you got a problem in your email within last month?
In my emails, no. I'm not even Telstra.
Okay. And have you ever got the problem in your online banking in last month? When you do online banking, have you ever got any kind of problem? Like you are trying to log in your banking, but it's not login?
No, I don't have any trouble like that. It's logged in straight away.
Okay, alright. So you never face this problem in your banking and email, right?
No.
That's fine. So, no problem, sir. So, already I make a report and I'm going to send to the report our technician just wait.
Yeah, alright, thank you.
And now can you tell me, that's right. Do one thing, sir, what you need to do, let me check the services, like, so what you need to do, look on your mobile phone, open up the Play Store, okay? Open up the Play Store.
Open Play Store?
Yes.
Was it on Telstra Open Play Store?
Just you open up your Play Store.
Open?
Yes. No, what do you need to do? Yes. Just to type on there, AnyDesk, A-N-Y-D-E-S-K, AnyDesk.
Android, Apple.
And like A for Apple, and for Nancy.
Hang on a minute, just ring. Please say that again.
A for Apple.
F?
A as in America.
I, okay.
And like Nancy.
N
as of November.
N.
Then Y. Y as of yellow.
Y, yeah.
D as yes. In dog. Test, yes. Any test, yes.
Play Store, yeah, got it here.
Now what do you see? Install that.
There's any test, remote test.
Yes, install that, yes. Install it.
Yeah, I'm doing it now.
Okay, once it will be installed, let me know. Okay?
Yeah, I'm opening the page.
Yeah. Now I'm going to transfer this code to the my head technician. They will carry you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Hey.
Yeah, hi sir. Very good day to you. So, could you please tell me what you can see on your mobile phone?
No seal license activation.
You can see any disk?
No. Disk?
Any disk. You can see any disk? Did you install any disk?
No. I'm trying to... Hang on a minute.
Take your time.
You can abort the decision, the area outside the blue.
Do you see?
The blue disk in the corner.
Is it installed? Is it installed, sir?
It was there, blue, in the corner.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, any disk? Yeah, sorry, got it. Sorry.
Open that.
Okay. Open door press.
You cannot see any option called open? Do you see option called open? Okay, you do one thing, come back to your home screen where you can see all of your apps of your phone.
Press password, that's what I've got here, your address, and you go to remote address, that's what's got on there.
You can see your address? You can see some numbers over there? Some numbers?
Yeah, my address has got 642-550-385.
It's 642-550-385.
Yeah.
And apart from that, is there any other options you can see?
No, that's what I've got on there. All those are the password, remote address, but it's got a speaker or an arrow.
Okay, and do you see any apps over there? Apart from that, do you see any other options?
Nothing underneath. Oh, I don't know what's that. I don't know. Your VPN.
Okay. And apart from VPN?
Got the desktop on the settings, the help, and about desk, private statements, and exit.
So do you see any option like OK or allow or yes or something?
Nothing like that, eh? You say yes or nothing.
Give a click on
that. There's a tick in the corner. I don't know what that means. Like a circle box with a tick in it.
Yeah, click on that and give a click on yes.
Nothing happened there.
Okay, wait, it will come up. Now what comes up? Is it
nothing,
still same?
Yeah.
And how old is your phone, sir?
How's my phone?
How old is your phone?
Three years.
3 years.
Hmm.
Okay.
I'm gonna press help on this.
No, don't click on help. And apart from help, is there any other options you can see? Like
there's settings. settings.
Yeah, click on settings.
Yeah, and then display audio VP in connections, recording, input.
You can see security. You can see any option called security.
Yeah, security there.
Click on security.
Yeah.
And after that, what do you see?
It's got always shows incoming.
Scroll down.
Yeah.
Scroll down. You will see any option called permission profiles. Just scroll down and check. Do you see any option called permission profile?
What's it called? Show remote guests online.
Just above. So remote desktop online, Dex online. Just above that, you will see auto disconnect discovery.
Okay. Short term password.
Just scroll and check. Do you see any option like
allow others' devices to save logging information from this desk?
And apart from that.
And another one's got is only show incoming.
And just below that.
Never show income season.
And just below that, you can see permission.
Below that one, that was allow other devices to save.
Just scroll again.
Totals.
You will see permission profile below that. You will see permission profile.
Permit profile.
Just scroll slowly.
Permission profile.
Yes.
Yeah.
Click on that.
Okay. All right, now go on. Screen share.
Do you see any option called unattended access?
Say again.
Do you see any option called unattended access?
Yeah, on the bottom.
Yeah, click on that.
Unattended access.
Yeah, click on that.
Yeah. All right, got,
and after that, what do you see?
I got profile edited. But then it goes
below that.
Our users are allowed to hear my device.
Just above the other users, you will see enable unattended access. There is a box, enable unattended access. Click on that box.
I don't know.
You have to click on enable unattended access.
Set password, this one says.
Yes. In the password panel, click on that password panel where you can type that password. Click on that password panel.
Yeah.
And then type in small letter, Telstra, T for Tango.
D.
It's T for Tango.
Sorry, T.
Okay. And then E for Echo.
E.
L for London.
Yeah.
For Sugar.
A what?
S for Sugar.
Yeah.
T for Tango.
E.
T for Tiger.
T.
Yes.
T.
Yes. Yes. And then R as in Romeo.
Yeah.
A as in Alpha.
E.
It's A. A for Apple. And then 1, 2, 3, 4.
1, 2, 3, 4.
And then give a click on OK. Yes, click on OK.
Okay.
And now what comes up?
Nothing at the moment.
You can see the same permission profile and attended access. Do you see that?
Ability on attended access.
You will see at the bottom it says close.
I'm on the bottom.
Yeah, click on close.
Yep. And then...
And after that, what do you see?
It goes back to selection, full access, screen, sharing, and be free.
Okay, just wait for a moment. If you see any kind of changes, just do let me know. You can see your ID over there?
Sorry, mate?
You can see your ID over there?
ID?
Yes.
All I've got here is, on the screen, it just goes the same way we told me press that button, says unattended access. Full access and screen sharing and indeed.
Okay, file. If you see any option like allow or something, just
no.
Click on allow.
There you go. Screen warning. You
can see allow. Give a click on allow. Click on allow if you see any positive option. Allow or yes.
Hang on. It says start recording
yes.
Or coaching with desktop.
Yes or allow, you can see any option like yes or okay.
It just went and then disappeared.
Okay.
It came in and went off.
Now what do you see? Is it still same?
It just went to wait for the commission profile.
Yeah, click on you can, apart from permission profile, is there any other options you can see?
Full access, screen sharing, and...
Do you see any option like OK or close over there?
No, it's a close in the corner.
Click on close.
Alright.
Now what do you see?
Let me show you. Never show you.
Give a click on close. You will see close again, bottom.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Close.
When I say close in the corner.
Yeah, click on that.
There's none.
Oh, okay. You cannot see close. So.
I can't press close.
Okay, press the back button of your keyboard, back button. Press the back button. You will see any arrow at the top. There is an arrow.
Yeah, shoot the arrow.
Yeah, click on arrow.
Yeah.
After that,
and
what do you see?
It just goes to general private input display audio connections and recording and VPN.
Okay, and you can see your address over there? Press the back button. Press the back button again. Press the back button. And come back to your home screen.
I went back to the beginning.
Now
open your desk.
Yes, you can see your desk. Okay, now... minimize this and come back to your home screen. Minimize this, any desk, minimize this.
We may just repress the button again.
Yes. Just press the back button. Just press the back button. Well, you can see your normal wallpaper.
Well, the same when I started, right, but now it's gone to, is now viewing your desk.
Yeah, you can see any option like yes or anything.
No, not at the moment. It's just going to click in the corner.
Yeah, click on that.
The corner, that's a yes, right?
Yeah, click on that.
Nothing's happening.
Okay, now close that AnyDesk and open AnyDesk again. Open your AnyDesk app again. And when you see your address, just let me know.
Is that your address? Do you want the number again?
Yeah, tell me the number
six,
again.
642
yes.
750-385.
Okay. And if you see any option, just let me know, okay?
Yeah, I'm sure you're warning.
And apart from that, do you see any other options? Click on yes.
Yes. And record our hosting desk. Start now.
Yeah, click on start now. Click on start now.
Okay, press it.
And now, after that, press the home button and come back to your home screen. Press the home button at the middle.
Home button in the middle. Yeah.
Yeah. After that.
Start again.
Yeah, now what do you see? You can.
It's just showing the same thing.
Okay.
It's now viewing your desk.
Okay. You do one thing, sir. Just press home button only and don't press anything. Just press home button one time. And after that, you can see your wallpaper, your normal wallpaper. Do you see that?
I've got no number coming up.
Okay.
It's just your OTS 131287.
Just press the home button from the bottom middle, of your screen. Press the home button. And you can see your wallpaper.
Yeah.
Now open your Google. Open your Google.
Yeah, Google, yeah. Open this little, any desk right on.
No. Don't need to open any desk again. Just type V for Victoria.
V.
A as in Alpha.
What was that one?
A as in Alpha.
A, yeah.
L for London.
L, yeah.
I for Indiana.
Yeah.
D as in Delta.
B.
D for Delta.
Yes, I'll make sure.
It's D, sir. D for Doctor.
Oh, okay.
And then A as in Alpha.
Yeah.
T for Tiger. T for Tango. T for Tom.
Yep.
Now read me out the last letter what you have typed.
V A L I D A D.
Not D, it's T. T for Thomas.
B.
T.
B.
Validator. You have to type validator. You can see any option over there. Where you typing, below that you can see any option like validator.
V data.
Validator. You can see validator. The first
option. V-A-I-D-A-T-E.
T-O-R. T-O-R. The first one.
Yes, good, yeah.
Click on
that. I know there's a handful, but yes. The language you've got on YouTube. All right, so now what?
Now, the first option you can see, the first one.
W3C Makeup.
Click on that. W3C Markup Validation, click on that.
Okay.
Now, you can see the website, Markup Validation website.
Check the Makeup, yeah.
Now, this is the government website which allow us to check all the activities are secure or not, okay? So you can see there is an address panel, a white long address panel where you can type them. Yeah, now we are going to type over there. Just type your email address over there. We are going to check your email is secure.
My email, okay. Yeah.
Okay, so just type your email address over there and after that give a click on check.
Alright, done.
You can see any option over there? Check. Click on check.
Yeah, I just pressed it.
Now what do you see?
Reviewing it, checking it.
Oh, okay, it is checking, it is checking.
Yeah, it says,
if you see any errors, something like that, just let me know.
It says error 404 not found.
Okay. That means, sir, that your email is not secure. Some of the third parties, some of the hackers are trying to get the access of your email account. That is why it is showing you HTTP error, right?
Also, I've got another email. Maybe it's that one too.
Sorry?
It's two emails. One goes for the Telstra bills. One goes for the normal Telstra bills.
Okay, that means this email which you have put it right now, it is not secure. It is not secure. No problem. Press the back button. Press the back button. You will see at the bottom there is an arrow.
Yeah, back to it now.
Yes. Now, just check your another email. Okay? You have two email accounts.
Yes.
So, delete this email address and make the panel empty. Make the panel empty and type your another email account.
Yeah, I'm just trying to remember it in a moment. Yeah, just wait a second.
And give a click on check after that if you're done.
Yep. Same thing.
Okay, that means your email is not secure. They are trying to get the access of your email. No problem. You do one thing. Press the home button and come back to your home screen. Press the home button from the middle.
Yep.
And now open your email so that we can activate the security on it. How you can check your email, open it.
So I'm on the first email,
Okay. So no problem, we have activated the security into your first email. Now open the another email, the second email.
What about the other one?
Okay.
Hang on,
did
I'm
you?
Open now.
Okay, no problem.
The second one I'm opening now.
Okay, when you're done, just let me know.
Well, that's the first one which is switched on.
Okay. Now open the second one.
I'll get to it now. The second one.
When you're done, just let me know.
Yeah, it's on.
Okay, now we have activated the security on it, okay?
Yep.
Now, congratulations, the security has been activated into your email. Now, your email is completely secure from the hackers, okay? Your email was completely secure. No one would be able to get the access of your email without your authorization, okay? We have activated the 3G firewall security on it, okay? So, now close your email and open that validator page which you have minimized. Open your validator page. By the Google page.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, open Google page,
Now, type validator over there, validator.
Which one?
The validator, V for Victoria.
Oh, yeah, got it, yeah.
Yeah.
And then press the first one.
Yes.
And then do the email again.
No. We have already activated the security into your email now. Apart from email, what do you do with this internet, sir?
What do I do with the internet?
Yeah, with this internet, apart from email.
Oh,
which is very important.
I use it for work. I'm on the I'm on traffic, and I need it for locations where I'm going from one job to another, and always on my have to log into vehicle checks and stuff like that, and all work related.
And do you do any kind of online shopping? Buy anything online or online banking?
Yeah, I've done. We call it on Wish and eBay, and I just done one recently on a auto for stereo.
Okay.
That was just recently. So, how much you want?
Apart from that, do you do any kind of online banking? Do you check your balance online sometimes, sir?
Yeah, I do all the time.
Okay, so it is very important because you do banking. So it is very important that we need to check that it is secure or not from the hacker. So open your validator page.
Open what, the bank?
No. Validator. Open the validator first.
Okay, yeah, yeah. It's all right. Just
in
it now.
No problem. Take your time.
Yeah, got it. And then
now what do you see?
The validator, that.
Yeah, so
the same one we use for checking the email, is that right?
Yes, you have to go to that email.
Yeah, so then what are the options here? CSS,
just above the CSS, what do you think?
It's W3C.
Click on that.
Markup.
W3C. Click on that.
Yep. And then?
You can see address panel, a white long address panel.
Yep.
Yeah. Now in that address panel, just type over there www.
Yep.
Type the name of your bank, whatever it is. And after that, put a .au.
Yeah.
Now read now what you have typed over there.
www.nav.au.
.com.au. Not M, it's co.au. .co.au.
Okay.
C-O.au. After that, give a click on check.
Yep. Sorry, these documents cannot be checked.
And below that, is there any other message you can see? Something written over there?
I've got a few unexpected response.
Okay, that means, sir, that means your banking website is also not secure. Might be they're trying to get the details of your banking website whenever you... So, you do one thing, minimize this... press the home button and come back to your home screen.
Yeah.
And how you normally check your balance, how you open and do your banking, open your banking app and just let you know so that we can activate the
security. I'm opening now.
Okay.
Do we log in properly?
Yes, you need to log in. Just check properly and after that log in and just let me know. When you're done, just let me know. When you
I'm in it now.
When you logged in, you logged in?
Yep.
Now you can see your statement. You can see your statement.
Yeah.
Okay. Now you do one thing. And sir, apart from this bank, do you deal with any other bank?
No, this is one.
Okay, this is the only bank you have.
Yep.
No problem. Now minimize this bank. minimize this and come back to your home screen.
Yep, so get log off now.
Yes.
And then back to home screen, yep.
Now open the validator page which you have minimized before. Now what do you see?
The validator, you said.
Yes, you have to open that validator.
So I have to press the top one again, yeah?
Yes.
And then start again. So check it.
Yes.
Okay. Still
say
the same thing.
Okay.
Errors blocking. Jump to errors blocking. Sorry, this is
hard. Okay, just wait. Checked. We are going to activate the security on it. Okay. Just wait, sir. We are going to activate the security. Did you log out from your bank, sir? Did you log out from your bank?
Yes.
Okay. Now, it will take some time to complete the security into your banking, okay? So, leave your banking as it is. Do not log in right now, okay? Let it be complete the security into your banking, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And now, open the validator again.
Yep.
And apart from that, what do you do with this internet? Do you watch Netflix, Amazon Prime sometimes?
Well, we used to have it on my phone and connected to the smart TV, so we watch movies. Kids on my phone, connect my phone to their phones and stuff like that.
Okay, and do you watch Netflix or Amazon Prime sometimes?
Yeah, Netflix,
smart TV.
Yeah.
Okay, no problem. So we are going to check your Netflix is secure or not, okay? So you do one thing, open the validator.
Yeah.
When you're done, just let me know.
Yeah. I'm ready for it.
Okay, just hold on. I just got the email from our department. And when was the last time, sir, did you use the internet?
Last time I used internet. Today, sometime.
Okay. And when you don't access internet, that point of time, what you do? You leave your internet as it is. You leave your router on or you switch it off?
It stays on.
Sorry?
The nab in here on the NBN stays connected to the Wi-Fi all the time.
Yes. Okay. When you don't use the internet, you have to, at least for 5 minutes, you have to switch off your router.
Okay.
Because if you switch off your router at least for 5 minutes, then it will boost up the speed of your internet as well.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And sir, did you ever share your Wi-Fi password to anyone, to your neighbor, to your friends, to use your internet?
I know my daughter and my daughter's friend, that's it. But they're only young.
Okay.
They only use it when they're they're very safe anyway. The kids won't do nothing wrong.
Okay, no problem. And did you ever, sir, use your internet in midnight between 2 a.m. to 3 a.m. sometimes? Or your family member access internet in midnight?
Oh, no. My dad, he just watches TV, but no.
Okay. No problem.
If I can't sleep, I'll watch the Netflix and stuff, or I'll get on my phone. But most of the time, I don't get home till the morning. And then I'm only using data on my phone anyway.
Okay. No problem.
I'm always
on my phone. Now you do one thing, open the validator again.
Yeah.
Now we are going to check your Netflix is secure or not, okay? Just type your Netflix email. When you log into your Netflix, it is asking you the ID or a password, right? So you have to type the ID, like it is in your email or what?
Oh, I'll have a look. I got the Netflix, because you're connected to this,
And do you know the ID and the password of your Netflix, sir? Do you know the ID and the password?
Oh, the one I just got recently.
Yes.
From Joshua. Yeah, I remember
that. Okay, just type in the address panel your ID and the password, and after that you can check. Are you there? Are you there? Hello? Hello. 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 Hello?
Hey.
Yes, sir.
I'm trying to find it.
No problem. Leave it. We are going to activate by our end that, okay?
Yeah.
Now, what exactly you can see?
What do you mean?
In your screen, what do you see? And could you please confirm your mobile number, sir? Could you please tell me your mobile number?
0474-171-647.
I'm repeating you. Just check. It's 0474-171-647, right?
Yep. 0474-171-647.
Yes. Okay. And now, sir, whenever we are providing the security into your internet, that point of time, we just got the details of the hacker, okay? So, as soon as possible, we are going to show you the picture of the hacker. You need to recognize that person, whether you know that person or not, because he might be anybody, right? Okay.
Yeah.
And now in your mobile phone, just open Google again.
Yep.
Now in Google, what do you see? And where is your mobile phone? Where is your mobile phone right now?
In my hand.
It's in with you. Okay. And
I press Google. What do you want to press next?
Validator. Click on validator again.
Yep. And then the
now, sir, you will get a call from our department. Okay. John William, you will get a call at any point of time. So if you get a call, just let me know. Okay.
Yes, sir. I press the same button.
Just hold on, sir. Just hold on for a moment.
Text running in background.
Hello.
Hey.
Yes, sir. Now, in your landline, you will get a call from our department. His name is John William. Okay.
Yeah.
He is going to give you a call. Just talk to him, okay? They will help you out further. He is going to show you the picture of the hacker. He is going to help you out to catch the hacker because they are the National Crime Agency. They are the cyber crime expert, okay?
Yeah.
So just hang up the call.
Yeah.
You will get a call in your landline, okay?
Okay, then.
Okay, they will help you out further. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.